This is Tech Services with another quick Okta video for you about the Okta web browser plugin. Now that you're logged into Okta and effectively managing all of your web app and web service usernames and passwords, we'd like to show you how to make your web experience with Okta even more efficient and friendly. If you are using Google Chrome as your default browser, the Okta plugin will already appear on your address bar as this blue donut icon. If you are using a different browser, such as Safari or Firefox, you will have to add the browser plugin. It will look like this. The first time you log into Okta on your other browser and complete the Duo Push authentication, you will see this notification about the missing Okta plugin. Simply click on the Install Plugin button to complete the setup. Then refresh your browser screen so that the plugin activation is completed. Using the Okta plugin is pretty simple. Simply click on the blue donut icon. You notice that all of the web app and web service shortcuts are listed and that you can quickly scroll through your options. You will also notice that any tab organization you have created in the Okta webpage are listed on the right side of the plugin menu. These can be simply navigated as well. If you are in a hurry and don't have time for scrolling and clicking, simply type the name of the web service you are looking for in the search field and hit Enter to accept the find. One other feature of the Okta browser plugin is its authentic detection of new sites requiring usernames and passwords. Let's say you are browsing another website that is not already in your Okta, and you enter your username and password. Okta will sense that you are entering credentials and offer to save that for you. If you tell it to save, you can navigate back to the Okta web launch page and find the new edition and simply organize it as you please. So, that's the Okta browser plugin. Pretty easy, right? If you have any troubles with any of these Okta features, please don't hesitate to shout out to Tech Services via HipChat or a support ticket.